All right, let's do this.
All right, I'll let you kick it off.
Nah, not this time.
You, welcome to another episode of Verbal Gunplay Podcast. It's your boy, Danny De Niro.
And L Double, the golden line. If I'm lying, I'm flying. And since I ain't flying, I ain't lying.
And we got a special, very special guest in the building. New Jersey's finest. You might have seen her on NBC. You might have seen her on OWN. You might have seen her on the Ready to Love show.
What?
Founder, healer, curator, Ms. Jamila Johnson. Body Jam Essentials extraordinaire in the building.
Hey. That was a beautiful welcoming.
Thank
hola,
you.
Hold on, 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 hold on.
Don't interrupt my praise.
You was on Ready to Love. That's yes. My guilty pleasure show.
Is it?
Which means you was probably one of the, they took a date over to your shop and y'all did the thing together.
Look,
so give me some behind the scenes. Please give me some behind the scenes.
Man, it's scripted.
Hell yeah. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. I knew that.
But it was really dope. It's just a lot of motion going on.
Okay.
Real people, of course. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool.
But kind of actors a little bit.
I'm not going to say if they're actors or not. No, I'm playing. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But they were acting.
No, they were real people. They were real people, and they were really dope. And you know, for me, it was an experience, so I wanted to still give them an experience despite it being a show. So that's where I was with it.
Did you get any shine or anything off that? Like, any extra anything just from being on the show?
What you mean?
I mean, extra money, extra bookings, your classes went up, like anything.
I feel like when you're on OWN, that's what happened, you know?
Ooh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Love to hear it.
Marketing
right
here.
Okay.
So,
I like that flex.
Exposure. So I'm just waiting for Oprah to tell me that I'm her favorite.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah. You get on that Oprah favorite list, it's over.
You know?
It's over. It's
yeah.
Up.
Yeah, you
it's
out of here. There. Don't forget the little people when you make it.
It was really dope, but I won't.
What little people?
So, I did notice that you're a vegan. I wanted to ask you, when did you transition to vegan? Or was that something you've always been?
I think this is hilarious because I'm not a vegan.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, okay. I got that. I got that vibe.
But my brand is vegan.
Oh, so your brand is vegan. So how do you get so skinny, if you don't mind me asking?
What?
No, go ahead.
No,
I'm fine.
No, she's very, very thin. Like, in a good way. Like, it just looks like you don't eat meat. That's why I just thought you was vegan, especially with the products.
I eat well. And I also ran track in college, so I've always had, I guess, genetics. Thank you. Saquana and Jermaine.
Okay.
It's genetics. My wife, bro, she don't eat well. She don't exercise. But she still got that. She just lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you do eat meats. All right.
But if I'm gonna eat meat, it's going to be grass fed. It is going to be
organic. So you'll dabble in that side, but you're gonna eat the quality of the quality.
The quality.
And still gotta be earthy and all that stuff. Right.
But
see, I didn't use two adjectives now. First I called y'all bohemian, right?
Well, that was off camera.
Now it's earthy. I'm gonna come up with some more. Let's keep going.
I mean, really for me when it comes to diet, it's just about listening to my body. And when I want meat, I'll eat meat. When I don't want to eat meat, I won't eat meat. I'll eat vegetables.
So. Okay, so I'm going to need all the tips from you because I'm trying to get back to that high school, college bod, you know. So, you know, give me like an insight of like, I don't know, like what's like a typical dish that you'll get down on?
That I'll get down on.
So. Yeah, like what's your go-to, like what's your go-to dish?
Well,
because I'm intrigued, man. Like,
dish. I have a wide variety of favorites and desires of food, I guess I should say. Okay. So I'm trying to think of one. I can't really think of
what's,
one.
What's your
moment.
Favorite fish?
My favorite fish?
Don't say tilapia, please. Don't say tilapia.
I'm going to say, I really like sea bass.
Right?
He's like, that's my favorite. Chilean sea bass is my favorite.
I like sea bass. I had that most recently.
Okay, so I'm on the right path. I just need the run, I guess.
You know, put mind body connection. That's what I say. So when you're working out, think about what you want.
So speaking about healthy and earthy stuff, Let us know about your products. Like, they're all natural, right? Or mostly natural. What's in them? Because you have a class where, like, you actually make these, and we'll get to that later. Yeah. So I'm sure you can tell me what kind of ingredients you got in there.
Yeah. So I use pure unrefined shea butter.
Okay.
And then I infuse my products with calendula or calendula. Most people, you know, I say potato, but calendula, right?
Okay.
It is an herb. It's kind of like marigold flower. It's really beautiful. It's an orange color, and it's something that I infuse in my oils. The oils that I use are cold press.
Okay.
They're organic. I really focus in using the highest quality products. And I use sea buckthorn oil, vitamin E, rose hemp, grape seed, and squalene. Yes. But this butter, it has been something that I've really, really put a lot of time in just perfecting the consistency and also, of course, the ratio to the oil as well. I like a creamy butter, and so whenever I thought about, like, what I didn't like in a body butter, I wanted to do the complete opposite. It took some time, because one of the things I didn't like was that it didn't melt into your skin well enough. So just with the practice, I was able to get that really nice, smooth consistency. But yeah, the products are made with pure organic, all the good stuff.
So is this stuff made by hand by you, and you put it in a bottle yourself, or you got some little kids in China doing this? Or?
That's crazy. No, this is a one-woman show.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Is this body butter? But you said you had oils and stuff too, right?
Yep. I do face oils, hair oils, body oils, all the time. Okay. Yes.
So like I said, my wife was very interested in this. So I got some questions for you.
Hey, wife. What's her name?
Ebony.
Ebony?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ebony girl.
Beautiful brown skin Ebony.
Beautiful brown skin Ebony. Need to get you in some butter.
She probably will. So the question is, and this is well written, as our skin ages with peri and perimenopause, missed that part, does she recommend specific products or a combination of products?
I recommend a routine. I definitely do agree, or I do recommend using specific products, but the products that I use in my butters specifically are all really good for anti-aging, so like rose hip. Vitamin E, of course, and then squalene especially. Squalene is something that we produce in our skin naturally.
Yeah.
It's produced in our sebum, but we produce it less in our 30s, our late 20s, early 30s. And so using a product that, of course, replenishes that is going to be really helpful for that phase. Yeah.
That's a great answer. Sounds like you know what you're talking about. Okay. The next question is, are you interested in expanding into supplements or teas?
I love that question.
I thought it was a good question.
Yeah. I love it because I am in an expanding phase.
Oh, so, okay.
It's in the product line, right? Expanding to some really cool fragrances that I'm excited to release. And then also more products, right? Hearing about something that women need and want, like herbs and vitamins, is really, really helpful for just the creative ideas of how I could be able to provide a really great intentional product. So with that all being said, that was not on my list, right?
Yeah, but
it is something to consider. I know that when it comes to experiences, I know we're talking about the products, but that is something that I would love to bring forward, just blending your own teas or blending your own tea baths and things of that sort. So, yeah.
My wife is all into Black women's health right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually going to college, study to become a nurse, so she can open up a hospital that caters to Black women giving birth.
Yes,
so
Ebony.
She's doing that, and I am super supportive. I'm doing everything I can to give her the free time and the space to be able to complete those classes and whatnot. And that's our together business dream, because, of course, I'm going to have to invest into that to make that happen for her. But she's really big into Black women's health. Next one's coming from my daughter. I have three daughters, but this is my oldest daughter, Michaela. Shout out. She's 24.
Hey, Michaela.
And she asked, because she's her father's daughter, what makes your product stand out from other Black-owned competition?
Boom. Yeah, that's the question, huh? Mm-hmm. What makes Body Jam stand out from other Black-owned competition? Body Jam is a brand that it directly reflects my personal journey. I talk about it often because I made a class that also explains how I was able to make intentional skincare a loving ritual, a self-care practice. It's become something, one of the lines I used to say is like, adorn your skin in oils, right? Like, or anoint your skin in oils. And that is something that I do with my products, truthfully. Okay. Really, every single part of this process for me of building my brand is a spiritual journey. And so being able to dive in deeper in how I could transcend parts of me that will allow me to be able to show up fully in this product, whether, like I said, the consistency, doing the research on the type of materials and products that I'm going to be using in it, and then also being able to mold it all together and bring it back into the community of wellness, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like when you're an entrepreneur, you are also in the business of wellness, and it is truly my business. Yeah, there's so many beautiful things. Beyond that, there's a Virgo behind this, okay? And so what you know about Virgos is perfection, right? You know that it's going to be the best quality ingredients, and that I really care. And so I won't knock any other Black-owned businesses, especially in this line of work. It is an honor and something to be incredibly proud of to be able to create a business and to be able to really advocate for it. And so I wouldn't really put myself in comparison to them in that way, but I okay. will say that it is me. And so I am one of a kind.
Talk your shit. You know? Okay. Yeah, that's a great answer. Basically, it sounds like what it comes down to is it's you, you're unique, and you are in the product, therefore making the product unique, correct?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yes, yes.
Hence Jam. Yeah, you're leading the race. You're still doing track and field. You're leading the race.
Look. Okay. Leading the okay.
race. Look, I like that. I'm not going to say you're lying. Okay?
They got to put you up on the walls back at St. Peter's.
Look, you know about St. Peter's.
Oh, here we go. Here you go. What else you got in the bag?
Not
this time? Okay.
No.
Well, wait, so what's St. Peter's? That's the school you went to?
That was the first university that I went to. St. Peter's University. Yeah.
So I know we spoke a little bit about the Jam product, but, you know, I didn't know if you wanted to touch base on a couple of the other things you do, like the sound thing.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, talking in pre-production about, you know, your speaking voice.
Yep.
Very soothing.
Yeah.
Hold on. I guess I missed that. When I was doing my pseudo research, sound thing is like an ASMR type thing.
No, but that's, you know, that's funny. No, it is sound healing. So I'm a sound healer.
So you just play R&B and let people fall asleep?
You know, my own way. It's my own little melody, you know, it's musical. It's
I'm just talking melodical. Shit. Go and pop your thing.
Yeah. So I am a sound healer. Facilitate sound healing experiences. I do meditation with these experiences.
I need you to explain this sound healing. Sound healing. Is it like people laying down like whale sounds in the ocean and like are you doing something? Like,
whales are my favorite animals.
Oh yeah.
So I'm glad that you said that. That feels really good to hear about whales right now. So they're sound bowls. They're singing bowls. They're crystal singing bowls that are tuned to your chakras.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Each bowl is tuned at a different resonance to be able to balance a specific chakra, which is really helpful for just overall well-being. It helps to alleviate stress in the body. Mind, spirit, all the things. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, when it comes to the brand as a whole, wellness is the totality of wellness, right? All the way to the molecular level, you know?
Yeah. No, it sounds like everything is just pretty much a level of wellness. Like every product, everything that you do, that you touch, is wellness involved with it?
Absolutely.
And you make a living doing all this?
I do make a living. That's I'm full time entrepreneur. It's okay, been now. 2 years now. So.
2 years now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's brave to jump out there and, you know, what you love and what you claim to do, having been a person who's done it. But no one sees a vision like you do. No one's going to believe in the vision like you do.
Yeah.
And I've always said when people get upset, like, oh, no one's supporting my business. No one's doing this. Like, no one's going to believe it and love it like you do. No one's going to work on it like you do. And I think that attitude has been very helpful for me, not being upset about family members or whomever, except for certain family members who had to talk shit while they did it. But, you know, not jumping in, because I always say, like, you know, like whole thing, if you build it, they will come. Like, you got to show, you got to prove.
Absolutely.
So once you out there doing it, suddenly everybody's on board. But before, they had a lot of advice. Like, I don't know, you sure you want to do this? There's other things you can do.
Right.
So it's big up to you for getting out there and being brave enough to step out there. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I feel like in the wellness business, it's even more. There's the levels of that is even deeper, because
I bet
it is healing. And
especially
so,
with the older generation, they be like, suck it up, shut up. You don't need to heal nothing.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt on it and be quiet.
So, because ultimately I'm building this as generational wealth, but also for my family, right? Like, if I can't provide this healing work to my family, or at a certain level, right? If you have a thought process that, like, everyone should support this, and I'm going on a limb, it's my business, like, and especially if it's in wellness, right? It's like, let me help you to get well. And so if you are so committed to the affirmation from your family, then it could get hard when you see an outlet from maybe what they could be suffering from, or what they could have support, could get additional support with, but they don't believe in it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that's
not
perfect.
A
they don't believe
product.
In it.
It's not, it's more than just a product. It's a modality, a way to, like, Black wellness is, and when you're going into the business of Black wellness, you also, it's also your family. And so when you have that layer, like you said, It's interesting. But
what you do, they have to participate as much as you do in order for it to work. So if they don't, like, believe, then
it's getting out of the belief system box is really kind of what
that's deep.
Is
that's deep.
Has been, like, the journey, you know, because this is wellness. It's not a religion, you know? And so, like, when belief in religion is really connected, very strongly connected. And so, like, when we're going in these different routes of healing that are outside of those other boxes, right? Like, it requires an open mind, and we're just not used to giving the grace to be able to have an open mind in these spaces without feeling shamed or guilted in some ways.
Giving grace in almost any way is something that's difficult in the Black community.
Absolutely.
Say that.
Absolutely.
It's not something we practice, but definitely something I think we need to get to, especially in our relationships. Having and giving grace is big.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was just thinking about the entrepreneurship journey, even as being in it as the entrepreneur, and how many times you have to give yourself grace as you're learning, especially the first few years of entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And wanting to be better each day means you're going to fail each day in some way, shape, or form, right?
Like, as you become more successful, that imposter syndrome starts to sit in. Now you forget about all that hard work and all that grinding you was doing to get in the place you're sitting at now. Now you're like, do I deserve to be here? The answer is always yes.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So it's really important to continue to go back to that grace.
Yep. And that's, you know, it all starts with a dream. And that's why most times people don't see our vision, because it's our dream. So until we make it a reality, that's when they usually get on board.
Yeah, for sure.
Like right now, I'm sure you probably have a lot of people inside and outside of your circle that are starting to believe now that they can see your dream, you know, come full circle.
Yeah, most definitely.
So as of today, I know we mentioned wellness, but as of today, if you could describe yourself in one word, this is a two-part question, what would that word be?
It's funny, because I just got that question asked, and as of today, you said, okay, that was as of today.
Describe yourself in one word.
because I was going to go back to the way that I described myself 2 weeks ago. So as of today, answering this question directly, describe myself in one word. The word that comes to me is flowing. I don't know if that's a great word to describe myself, but flowing.
Flowing. Okay.
I wouldn't have. That was not in the repertoire of words I was thinking.
Flowing. Okay.
Flowing. Okay.
And like I said, it's a two-part. And I asked you this for a reason because I want you to look back on this. Mm-hmm. So as of today, your word is flowing. Mm-hmm. What word do you want to describe you 5 years from now?
5 years from now. Embodied.
Wow. What does that mean for you? I know it's supposed to be a two-part from him, but I got a follow-up. Yeah. To say embodied, right? What does that mean for you?
Yeah. So I chose flowing because I feel really in flow right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like life is happening and evolving, and I'm flowing with it, even if I have temporary moments of like, I still get back to the trust and to the faith and works and embodied. It feels like when that happens, it might happen less, right? And maybe when it happens, I'll use my tools more than I did ever before, quicker than I did before. It's just a flow that is now continuously embodied, not in just this moment. And so also... Yeah, embody. That's what I see.
Makes sense now. Okay.
I like that. I like that. Well, hopefully we're in, you know, good spirits and we're all both around in 5 years. So yeah. So we can. I want to reflect back on that.
I'm gonna live forever.
And there you go. Mm-hmm. No, you are gonna live forever because you're making your mark right now. You're right now. You're creating a legacy.
Absolutely.
You're creating a legacy. Mm-hmm. You just got to, you know, give your family the recipe and show them how to get it done. So when you know.
Or
what?
No, just off what you said. Okay. What you said. Yeah. Or you can sell it to your man, to the man, and let them water it down with chemicals and sell it, make a gang of money, and you disappear into the background like so many other black people have done when they got a product.
You know, I love a little light and a little dark. That was cool.
No, I live in a house with black women who want to buy black products. So I done heard all the stories. Yeah. As soon as they find out that a black-owned product is not black-owned anymore, they out.
Yeah.
And they're always mad about it. So I'm just saying, I'm throwing it out there because that's a path you could take.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to own it all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jam. I don't see Jam as a sellout.
Hey, everybody got a price.
Everybody got a price?
Uh-oh. Everybody got a price.
Nah, she's smarter than that. She'll look at the price that you give her and she'll say, okay, so that just means I can make that number in 4 or 5 years. Cool. I'll just keep it and get there.
Okay. Okay.
I think aligning, you know. But anyway, we'll keep going.
So you're definitely one with words, with a, you know, we hear that with your voice. I should do something with my voice, but you're definitely doing something with your voice. For those listeners out there that haven't seen you in person yet or been to any of your classes, can you give them just a sample of one of your affirmations? So while they're driving in their car or listening at their office, they could just get a taste.
We'll even throw some like wind chime music in the background of this after post edit, so it'll sound real ethereal when you're saying
that. So funny. A sample. Okay. Take a moment and close your eyes. And I want you to sit in your body and do a light scan and check in, see how you're feeling. And in the spirit of calling out words to describe who you are, call out one word that describes how you're feeling in this moment. And then we'll take a deep breath in into your belly, breathing in for 7, holding for 4, and releasing for 4. You're going to inhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, holding for 1, 2, 3, 4, releasing for 1, 2, 3, 4. And come back to the space, open your eyes, and continue with your day.
Are you good over there, Diva? Woo! I thought that nigga's finna float away. Oh, yeah?
She did that. She did that. I wanted her to bless that one time. That was dope. That was dope. You did that.
You know, have you ever thought about doing like a podcast where it's just you, and for like 10, 15 minutes, you just, you know, do some affirmations right quick? Mm. With the incense and shit shining, and you swing the little thing and just throw it up on YouTube, boom.
Yes, I absolutely have. It is year 2 of full-time entrepreneur, solo woman. And so being able to do all of the things is something that I do plan to do. But that is in on the line in the future.
Well, you're only one person, so as you're growing, you got to start putting crazy team together, and I'm sure you're already on it, right?
Absolutely.
You can only be so many places at one time.
Yeah.
And the way this is going, if this is only year 2, mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. year 7 embodied.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
I'm grateful God is continuously sending me really dope partnerships. So yeah.
Do you plan on like doing like audibles?
I would love to. Yes, I do play.
Because I could definitely see you doing like wellness audibles and then having like your sounds and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, so then not only can they go to the class, you know, now they can also tune in or buy the albums and everything.
Oh, like an audiobook kind of thing.
Like an audio book,
like poems written in audio.
Because that's what I hear when you said audibles. At first, I was like, okay, I think I'm hearing meditations, and I will absolutely do that.
Right.
But then I heard audibles. I was like, maybe I didn't understand it because
I was
thinking like, wow, I would be a really great audible.
No, you would definitely have a voice to read a book to somebody for sure. But no, I meant like as far as like with your affirmations, you know. Just having it in audio form.
I would love to. I'm a really big, you know, as I express who I am and how I am and what I want to provide, it's empowerment. And so, especially with the workshops, I have only 2 hours with people. And maybe a little bit over because sometimes I'm going a little bit over. But 2 hours. And I want them to be able to leave with tools. And so I feel like that is just a natural evolution for me to have meditations first, right? Before I do a podcast. That's a commitment.
Could
I
do that?
But that's a commitment.
Look, we already gave you the bug. Right? Gave you the bug.
Meditations for them to go home with, so that is something to take home with you, something that you can use with your butter when you're rubbing into your skin. So, yeah.
Well, how would you distribute that?
What do you mean?
You said something they can take home with them. Like, what would they take home with them? Like an audio file and a thumb drive kind of? I'm a techie, so when you say that, I'm automatically thinking.
There's many ways. I mean, a platform where my music is held, where my meditation is held. How people access me to begin with is through social media. And there's, of course, abilities to put that on there. You know, Spotify playlist, something, whatever. All of the ways.
I was just asking.
Yeah. No, I love that. Thank you. I'm trying to find land on the... What will feed the techie in you?
right. That part. And so you run, I know you mentioned you, for the most part, everything. So right now, at this moment, you're completely independent, doing everything by yourself. Now, I know he touched on it with the number. Would you be willing to keep 51 and 49 and give it to a company to reach the masses as long as everything stayed pure? Trying to get that bag thrown her way.
Look, that's funny. you know, I definitely want to work with companies that will be able to assist me in reaching more people, of course. Now, the number, I don't know, you know, but whatever that number will be when it is time to, but that is absolutely important when it comes to evolution.
Told you. Everybody got a brush.
But just don't
got a number.
When that number does come, because it will come, because I see that for you, you're already on your way.
Thank you.
Just don't forget about the little people. don't wait until you get humbled and then you're selling everything for $20. if y'all catch the shade I was throwing.
The humbled.
Nah, what was that from?
I don't want
to put them on blast. I just wanted to see.
Yeah.
Did you say it? Nope.
Yeah. She knows what I'm talking about. She knows what I'm talking about.
You know, but yeah. And it's funny because as you're talking about that, that is also, you know, something that I looked at recently.
Yeah.
Maybe a few months ago, I actually just went back to the documentary.
Okay.
And used it for ammo, you know?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, the core, the root, right? Like, really, truly believing in yourself so much that you continue your dreams.
Exactly.
I know you're talking about.
Yep. And I'm sure you use that as fuel to your motivation.
Absolutely, that's fuel.
Because, you know, he's knocking on every single door. Nobody wanted to open it. No. Then he had to make his own door.
And that's what you did. You know, could say all the things, but at the end of the day.
Right.
You know.
Now, you said this is only year two, but is this something that you were, I don't want to say toying with, but is this something you were thinking about doing before you actually started it? Like, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of Black folks started businesses.
They sure did.
The key word in there is started businesses. Started.
That's so they can do the PPP loan scam. That's what that was. Well, no real business or employees. They was just scamming that money.
But you're year two, so you didn't start during the pandemic.
So I actually started before.
You started before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I started before the idea, right? Like creating the butters and doing these things in my... my corporate job where I was. That's really where the idea blossomed from, a conversation there. And so, but the workshops were also a plan pre-pandemic. I just, you know, I didn't think anybody would want to sit next to each other after the pandemic happened. And so that was like my next phase during that time. So then I just dive deeper into the product itself, which is, I'm glad I needed to. I'm still diving deeper into making this even more beautiful than it is now. But yeah, so it was pre. And
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure like with a product like this, I'm sure every batch you make, you're learning different tips and tricks on how to get the consistency a certain way, how to get the sense a certain way, the flavor, like how it lasts on you. Like, I would say this. I read it somewhere. I forgot where I read it, but they said that everybody already has their own scent. So when you apply certain scents to people, it smells different on each person.
Mm-hmm. I know where you heard that from.
Yeah.
You heard it from little chicks that was selling a cheap cologne on the street in San Diego. Remember that? Back in the day in San Diego, there used to be these girls, like basically the prettiest girls they could find, that would walk up on you with like a little bag of like the knockoff oil-based perfume or cologne that was like based on something popular. And that was the stick they would give you. They put it on your neck. It tastes and smells different on a different person. That's where you got that from, huh?
Maybe. I don't know. That was a long time ago.
They hit you so many times with that pitch, you still remember it.
But what I was where I was getting at with that was, you guys stomping me. Do you ever like do like a, I guess like a custom scent like with a customer? Like, do you ever like smell somebody and recommend this scent to their scent to create like a scent? Does that make sense?
That does make sense. That sounds like a great experience. But no, I don't offer that.
Though. You don't offer that? Okay.
No. But that sounds really.
You're so nice about that. So I'd be like, hell no, I ain't sniffing nobody's neck.
No. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, how we I know all what
have,
you mean.
Yeah, like how we all have a scent. Uh-huh. Like, for example, at your workshop, if somebody washes their hands and they're like, hey, do you recommend anything? Like, I'm just wondering, like, do you ever, like, I'm not saying you're like smelling them like that, but like, you know, do you like maybe get like a little bit of whiff or, you know, like, well, what do you normally wear? Like, get an idea and build on it like that.
No, I don't.
Because I'll say this. I've been wearing this one. I did attend a workshop class. I've been wearing this one. I believe it was Body Musk.
Blue Musk?
Blue Musk. Is that what I said? Okay. Blue Musk. And I didn't mix anything with it. I just did it as is, but when it's on me, I feel like it doesn't even smell how it did when I was smelling it, when I was making it.
Gotcha.
And I'm just bringing that back full circle to say, when I smelled that, it smelled like something that was going to smell good on me, you know? So, yeah, so that's why I was asking, like, do you, like, you know, custom, like smell ideas when you see somebody, like, you know what, this, if you wear this, you know.
That's so interesting. That's really intentional.
But now that I'm saying it, though, it just sounds creepy because now it's like I'm asking, do you just, like, smell people?
The application of it is a little wild, but I get the point.
That might be more of, like, an actual fragrance chemist, you know? I feel like maybe that's something that they might, you know?
Gotcha. Well, what's your personal fave? Because you do have these for sale on your website, right?
Yeah. What's my personal fave? Mm-hmm. It would be the pink salt. Pink salt is one of my favorite and is really a fan favorite. It's jasmine, pink Himalayan salt, melon, water lilies. It's really nice.
Okay. Is that more of like a woman scent?
It's bright.
Okay. All right. All right.
It's playful. Yeah.
Okay. It's playful. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to order some of that
salt.
But
you know, it always surprises me because men order that scent as well. Yeah. My butters, of course, there are more feminine leading, right, fragrances. Mm-hmm. But just smelling fresh altogether is just something that I can see that is a unisex thing. So it's, you believe it or not, there are a lot of men that wear some of the sweeter fragrances that ain't sweet.
Okay.
You know, which is okay.
Now, one of the...
No, I believe you. Yeah. I know a couple dudes like that. Yeah. So
there's a lot of men and women out there that obviously buy a lot of fragrances. What would you say would be the reason to get them to deter from the usual fragrance they have to come to what you have?
Well, that's not what this is, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is not a fragrance like someone puts on to smell good. Isn't it just like skincare kind of thing, right? Okay, so I thought, but it has a fragrance.
It's a little bit of both. Yeah. It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because, yes, this will definitely help any ashy Negroes. But, however, it also doubles as a scent, you know? And me personally, I don't like to put scents on scents. So if I have something that's scented on, I won't put another scent on it because I feel like that's disaster.
That's funny because that's actually what I was going to say. I wouldn't deter anyone from using a fragrance or using mine over a different fragrance. I actually like the idea of layering fragrances.
Really?
And that is something that I'd like to do in the future too as well, to work with fragrance companies to be able to offer that type of experience. So I think layering fragrances is cool and it just brings more
when it smells good. Some people, they layer their fragrances. I'm like, whoa, what did you do?
But that's a science too, and also just being present with your scents.
But you know what? It'll probably go just fine with yours because this is all natural. It says the least amount of chemicals as possible, like some of these other products out there.
Yeah.
So this right here, you can layer up with this.
Yes, you can.
This right here, you can layer up with. Did you have any more questions that you want to ask?
No, I actually just checked my phone because I thought my wife was coming up with more stuff, but she didn't. But maybe later, what I'll do is I'll give her your information and she'll probably reach out herself. This is like right up her alley. Yay. Don't be surprised if she show up at one of your workshops.
Yay. Will
I be there?
Please come.
You'll absolutely be there. You have to be there. Make it a date night.
It's for men as well.
You can start making like a beard balm and then you got me.
I mean, the butters are versatile. You can put it in your beard.
Yeah, because most of the natural beard balms and stuff are based with shea butter and a little bit of like beeswax or something like that. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, and I have some masculine fragrances that are there too as well. So you can make your own there. Okay. It's not just for women. I know that skincare seems like it's just for women.
Yeah. You don't have to, convince me. I'm definitely all about putting products on.
Yeah, I do absolutely nothing. I barely wash my face, bro.
I used to be like that.
Aww. People always just say that, like, "Oh, you got such clear skin when I was young. What do you do?" Bro, I barely wash my face. I don't do nothing. And then my beard. What'd you put in your beard to make it grow? I didn't cut it. That was it.
You know, allowing it to grow at its own pace and be at to be is art as well. But, you know, a body care skincare routine is also really helpful and supportive. And I feel that men, and there are a lot of men-focused initiatives around body care and skincare.
I could be better because I got, like, notoriously ashy hands and elbows.
Yeah.
So my wife still loves me anyway, though, don't you, babe?
So before I let you go, I do know that, like I said, I see you, you're out of here in no time, right? So I want you to just say something to somebody that could be looking at you as inspiration.
Yeah.
And give them some words of wisdom to help them on their journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would definitely say that, kind of come back to what I was saying before about the entrepreneurship journey. It is not just a business journey, but it is a spiritual journey. It is going to evolve you and break you open in so many beautiful ways. And each time it does, it's really important to have grace for yourself. You're taking a really huge leap, a courageous leap, to be able to provide, to be able to give your art to the world in any shape or form, whatever it is. And so just be really graceful with yourself as you continue to evolve in the entrepreneurship journey. As your business continues to evolve, allow yourself to fail and then get back up. You deserve it. Ultimately, you are worthy always, simply because you have breath.
All right, now.
I'm going to end that on that note. You don't have anything else, I imagine?
No.
As always, appreciate you guys sticking with us, riding with us. The beautiful JJ, Lamont, Danny De Niro. And we out of here. Like, share, subscribe, comment. Peace.
All right, now.